Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Remember when you... Were you nervous? I'm standing in that queue waiting. Then you knew it's my turn. And when the people came out, you looked...
Oh, my gosh, the nerves.
But what did you sing? What was your first song? I stood there?
It's a long story. The first day, I actually went up there, and I was going to sing a song by Usher. All right. And I sang the song for Usher, by Usher. And then this lady came up to me. She said, because it was the vocal coach, she said, "What other song do you know? You know, that song is not really popular by Usher, you know?" And then I said, "Well, I know Boyz II Men and I love Boyz II Men, End of the Road." She said, "Okay, why don't you sing that song to me?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I haven't even prepared for the song." And then I sang End of the Road. She said, "Do that song tomorrow." And her name was Molly, and she's still one of my favorite vocal coaches. She still coaches me up till now. And then I sang that song. And then the next day I sang the song, and everything just worked out for me. That was the best song ever, you know, that... You know, people understood that song, and the judges really connected with that song as well. And it was the best decision ever.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Look at me.
Listen.
Oh, my song! Yes.
So that's the song Lloyd sang when he entered Idols. And you know what?
Yeah.
It changed your life forever.
Yeah, man, I love this song. I cannot put it into words how much I love this song. It's I don't know. I love the song too much.
So what happened then? You went through, and the judges day three, decided. Listen, this dude has got talent. So what happened then after?
Well, let me tell you the interesting part. You know, obviously, you know, you get the golden ticket, and then which means you get to go to Sun City. Now comes the tricky part, because now I got to go to Sun City, and then not knowing now what's going to happen at Sun City, because you know, obviously Sun City happens way before it actually gets showed on TV, and then which means now you've made it into like the top 16 in my year in 2010. So I made it into the top 16. Now I got to go back. I got to tell my boss at work that I'm going to be gone away for some time. I mean, I had a proper job, you know, doing IT. And so I got back, and I sat down with him, and I booked a meeting, and I went to his office. Man, I was nervous. I was scared, because this is what was going on in my mind. If he told me, "Lloyd, you can't go," there was no way that I was going to go, because, I mean, this is the guy that pays my bill at the end of the day. So I was like, okay, I need to just sit down and just be honest with him. And I can't make up stuff and say, "Hey, you know what, I'm just going away," or something, you know, "something's come up, family," because this thing can go on and he's going to see me on TV. There's no way I can lie about it. So I decided, well, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to tell him exactly what's going on. So I sat down with him and I told him, I said, "Well, you know what, I've been going for these auditions at Idols, and I'm sure you've heard about Idols, and I've made it into the top 16, and which means that for the next couple of weeks, I could be gone for 1 week and then be back here again because I didn't make it through, or I could be gone all the way to the end, which would mean that it would be next 3 months I'm gone away. I don't know what's going to happen, but this is my passion, this is my dream. And I can't even ask for leave, because I didn't even have leave. I don't even have unpaid leave. So I'm like, I don't know what to do, but I'm hoping that you would understand and you'll allow me to go. If you don't pay me, it's fine. I understand it. It is one of those things." And the most amazing thing happened. He was so understanding. He was so supportive. In fact, the entire company, you know, I got to give a shout out to Dynatech Information System. They're back in KZN, and they allowed me to go ahead with it. And had they said no, I wouldn't be here today. I would have probably still stuck in the office doing my office IT work and all that kind of stuff.
Well, at least now you can go and sing at their Christmas party for free. Huh?
Yeah, they've been trying to get me there for the past 4 years.
It's payback time. So they gave you the time off?
Yeah, they gave me the time off, and it was just incredible, you know, when people, you know, just believe in you, and they just allow you to become what you were born to do, and it's just amazing. And they didn't object to it, they didn't have any problem with it, and they in fact supported me all the way till the end. I mean, it's one of those competitions, you can never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You go into Idols, you don't know what's going to happen to you. You could walk away and come back the next day, literally, you know. So for me, it worked out perfectly. perfectly, and I made it all the way to the finals, and I had the incredible support that I did, and this is where I am now. So I was really privileged to have that kind of support, and everybody who's been influential in all of that, including my job, you know, my work. I'm really grateful to all of them.
Also, if you look at Idols, it's been going, what, 10 years now?
Yeah.
Name five Idols. I've asked a lot of people. They always say Lloyd.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
Elvis Lucky. Blue.
Wow.
Who won the first Idols?
Heinz, obviously.
Heinz.
I always think of him.
Heinz Winkler.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. There were so many, and then you go, like, I can't remember. It's because they've really done nothing after they've won. And the rest of the Idols, like you guys, you've been working hard, and you're doing what you want to do, not what some producer tells you what to do and what to sing. You know, I think that's the difference. Who was in the final with you?
Elvis.
I'm just checking.
I forgot. Who was it?
So what was it like when it got to like the top 10? And I mean, it must have been close. All the people in that top 10, you become a family, right?
Hey.
And you work together and you love each other, and you know it's competition as well. How tough was that for you?
You know, I honestly cannot put it into words how tough it is. You know, that competition, you know, you look at people on TV and you really don't know what they're going through. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work. You literally sometimes, the closer you get towards the end, you like learning three songs in a week. And other than just learning the songs, there's so much more to take in, your positioning, your walking, your dancing. It's quite a lot. You know, and all of it you got to do in 1 week, in just a couple of days. And, you know, for me, the most difficult thing was, obviously not having time to be with my family. I really struggle with that. And, I wish I had more time with them. It wasn't up to me. It wasn't my decision. It was basically the show didn't allow for all of that back then. I literally didn't have much time with my family. My family was in KZN and I was here in Johannesburg. And they had to pay for their own flight to come and see me. My wife had to pay for her own flight to come and see me. She, even my kid, and we had to pay for my kid as well to come up here. And I remember once, I mean, in fact, what happened to my wife back then gave me so much of respect for women, especially women who are pregnant and women who have children. And what they go through when we men are not around, we take it for granted the amount of work that they do. And for me, when I remember once my wife phoning me and she was crying on the phone because she was at the airport and she had this pram, she had a couple of bags, and she had my son on one hand, and she just panicking and she feels like she's gonna miss a flight and she really wants to come and see me because she hasn't seen me for weeks, and she just doesn't know what to do, and she's got the phone on one hand as well, like on the shoulder, you know, because she can't hold it, and she feels like just breaking down because there's just so much that she's carrying on her, you know, it's just so much going on in her life, and she doesn't know what to do, and she's got nobody to help her. And right there, you know, she broke down and she told me like how much she misses me and all of that, and I realized, oh my gosh, you know, women do so much, you know, they go through so much, and when we're not around. And we don't actually get the time to actually appreciate them and to value them. And my wife is doing so much for me. And right then and then I realized, hey, you know what? I got to go all the way to the end. I can't give up now. I got to do this for my family. And that was my greatest motivation, you know. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it was just an incredible experience for me. It was amazing. It was life changing, and I'm really grateful for that, you know, and I enjoyed every single second of it. It was 3 months of my life that I worked incredibly hard in, and it has paid off.
And do you and Elvis still get on? Do you?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You big buddies.
Yeah. You know, we, you know, the thing between Elvis and myself, you know, people sometimes don't understand. They don't know. Like we were close friends. Like, while we were at theater, we started sharing rooms. Because obviously, you know, people, you share rooms together. And when we made it all the way to the end, we shared rooms. We were room buddies all around. And we used to spend hours and hours and hours and hours where we used to talk and really get to know each other. And I was so privileged to have somebody like that, because when you're going through a journey like that and you have somebody who actually is going through the same emotions as you are, because he's got a wife as well. Mm. He's got a kid as well. And he was really going, and he understood. Sometimes you just want to talk to somebody who understands what you're going through. You know, they may not be able to understand. They may not be able to give you wisdom and words of wisdom and tell you what you need to do. But just by you having to express what you're feeling, and then they're also going through the same thing, it's therapeutic. It's very, it's really cool. So we really connected at that level because we were going through the same things all together. And then often, you know, people don't understand the decision that we made. We decided that whichever one of us wins, we were going to split this thing, you know, into 50-50. It didn't matter. If I had won, I would have to do that. And we had to literally sit down with Gavin, who's the producer of the show. And we said, well, this was way before the finals. We said, okay, right, this is what's going to happen. If Elvis and I become in the final, we want to split this thing. Please make sure that Mnet and also Ford, back then Ford was the sponsor, and I think they still are, and we needed to make sure that they were also happy and they understood this is what was going to happen, and everything needed to be in place. Television, you can't just decide automatically, hey, this is what's going to happen, I'm going to just give them money, and you know, it doesn't work like that. Everything has to go with everything. You have to get permission. He has to go through the right protocols. So yeah, that's what happened, and I'm grateful that we made a decision because we understood we've put in so much. We've sacrificed.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.